broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey. Oh, yes, Ben. It's only 101 days until the Century Tournament of Champions. Seems incredible how time is flying and how time is so slow. You know what? I am absolutely shocked, but then I'm not. It's one of those. The Ko'olau Golf Course in Kaneohe is closing permanently this coming Wednesday after business fell through the floor on COVID-19 outbreak, of course, here in Hawaii. It's been operating an 18-hole golf course, and the Ko'olau Golf Club leasing the 240 acres of land from the First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu. They bought it. Now, the church says that they were contacted. The club wants to terminate the lease early. So if you want to play Ko'olau, you've only got a couple of days to do it. They are closing permanently on Wednesday. Got a great list for you this morning. We've got Diana DeLucia. What a great story. Greens, it's a beautiful story. I can't wait to tell you about it. She'll be on with us to tell us, actually. Derek Dobbin and Matt Stevens. Matt Stevens is a designer of pyramid putters, and we're going to talk about this new way to save your putts. Steve Yellen, creator of the Fluid Motion Factor, the training program. He's an author. His new book is Simplicity, the Fluid Motion Factor Golf Program, and that's supposed to make golf simple. Okay, so we've got a putter that's going to rescue you from those putts that just go a little bit off to the side because of some grooves that have been put into the side of the... Yes, it's USGA conforming. And Dave Shedlowski, author, magazine editor, Golf World, Golf Digest contributor. He's going to start the show with us. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power in your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite, Aquabyte on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
Let's go to this star advertiser story. The Ko'olau Golf Course in Kaneohe closing permanently on Wednesday after business fell during the COVID-19 outbreak in Hawaii. The Ko'olau Golf Club, operating the 18-hole golf course and leasing over 240 acres of land from the First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu. But the club contacted the church to terminate its lease early. The current economic conditions and the COVID-19 pandemic made it impossible for our golf course operator to continue at the Ko'olau Golf Course. That's according to Pastor Dan Chun, senior pastor of the First Presbyterian Church, in a statement. "Well, we are disappointed that the golf course will be shutting down. We are looking forward to see what God has in store for the property next." Alan Tang, the church's spokesperson, said business had fallen during the COVID-19 outbreak. "It's been very difficult at a lot of our golf courses, and the Ko'olau Golf Course is no exception. It's exceptionally hard on the operator to make money when they can't get enough golfers on the golf course." Now, it's interesting because, yes, when they shut down the first time, after the shutdown, there was a lot of business. A lot of business came back into the golf course world. And it's been up across the nation and in many of our golf courses here in Hawaii, except for, of course, those resort courses that depend so heavily on people who are coming to stay here. Tang wouldn't say or couldn't say exactly how much business has dropped because of COVID-19. The Ko'olau Golf Club, unfortunately, was not available for comment. We tried to get in touch with them last night as well, starting just after 5 o'clock, and we repeatedly made phone calls, but there simply was no answer. So Dave Shedlosky, author and magazine editor, Golf World and Golf Digest contributor, just wrote a really good story. Of course, he has followed golf for years, about the USGA's CEO taking his decision, that is, and he only expected to stay in the position for about 10 years. It's been 11 or so. And now he wants to go into golf course design. So what we're going to wait for is hopefully Dave will be in with us. Otherwise, we're just going to have to go straight to Steve Yellen, see if he can't start off the show and then come back to Dave afterward. Well, we get in touch with Steve and we'll have Derek Dobbin and Matt Stevens on Pyramid Putters, as well as Diana DeLucia, the founder and CEO and publisher of Golf Kitchen Magazine and Books, all of them coming up. It's going to be a mostly sunny day today, windward and mauka and scattered showers occasionally. We could use more rain. Isolated showers throughout the day. The high is 86 to 91 degrees. We've got tee times, some of them. And, of course, we've got a prize for you, a $25 gift certificate for the person who can tell us at Bayview Golf Course, there are bunkers on two holes now. Now, the last time someone won by telling us they knew which of the holes those bunkers are now on. It's 9 and 10. Now, which of those two bunkers has two holes? Which of those two holes has two bunkers? That's what we want to say. So the person who can call and let us know which two bunkers, which of the two holes has two bunkers on it. Is it 9 or is it 10? And the number to call is 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. If you'd like to play a round of golf at Makalei, there's a 956. Poipu Bay has a 950. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 926 and a 1036. Bayview has a 926, 1010, 11 o'clock. Get out and play. That is the best value in golf. Makaha East, an 840 and a 1006. The Gold and Emerald Course, 1220 and after. They're pretty much wide open. A Maui Nui has a 930 and an 844 if you'd like to get out early. So we're going to try to get in touch with Steve Yellen now. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the golf club.
Do you remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord? Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They haven't opened both their home or not. Can we help?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic.
The home looked nicer too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Are you ready for a staycation? Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf offering a spectacular golf package with fully furnished rooms, beautiful views from their spacious lanai. It's a two-night, three-day stay for two, starts at $525. Includes one round of golf for two at one of the spectacular Kapalua courses. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. Come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay. Dine at the award-winning Sea House restaurant. Call 800-367-5030. 367-5030. 5030 to book your stay. Napilikai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Steve Yellen, instructor, coach, fluid motion specialist, and author of fluidmotiongolf.com. Actually, go there, fluidmotiongolf.com. Steve Yellen's been on the show at least three times, each time to talk about the latest book about his program, The Fluid Motion Factor. Welcome into the clubhouse.
It's a delight to be in Hawaii once again.
So you've got the Fluid Motion Factor, Understanding the Source of Exceptional Golf, Seven Secrets of World-Class Athletes, and now Simplicity, the Fluid Motion Factor Golf Program, with a foreword by David Ledbetter. This is quite interesting. I was reading, golfers live in a world of continual experimentation. Every week and sometimes every day, they are constantly trying new things to improve their game. Basically, they have sentenced themselves to an eternal search for an elusive goal. Isn't that the truth?
I mean, Who wrote that?
Must have been you.
Oh, I forgot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Search no more. There is one process in the mind that, when accessed, allows golfers to not only access their best swings, but to make any self-corrections in their swing. All right, this sounds almost too good to be true. And so it's kind of scary, but it sounds so good to be true. It's relieving. I mean, I feel like, okay, what is it all about, Stephen?
Well, the thing is, golf is all about motion. Motion is all about the muscles. Where's the operating system of the muscles? Well, it's in the brain physiology. So when someone has a solid ball striking that day, they're finding the center of the club face. They're able to control the distance on their wedges and their putts. They have good tempo. They have good balance. They're able to make last-minute corrections in their swing. Something must have happened in their brain physiology, because the swing doesn't control the swing. Processes in the mind control the swing. So I had the very good fortune of sitting down for extended periods of time with a very well-respected neurophysiologist, and he explained to me how fluid motion is produced for every athlete producing any motion in any sport. And I've labeled this process, which is it's a very simple process in the brain, the fluid motion factor. The only problem is that you never know when it's going to show up. You don't know how long it's going to last. And when it leaves, you are not too sure where to look to get it back.
It sounds some golfers that we know on tour that have lost it and don't know how to get it back.
That's right. So because the golf industry the golf industry has a comprehensive understanding of how the swing works. It does not have a comprehensive understanding of how the brain physiology works to produce that swing. So it's like, you know, you have a computer and you ask someone to work on the computer, but that person doesn't understand the motherboard. So in many ways, Danielle, this is not Stephen Yellen's program. I may be clever. I'm not the creator. I didn't come up with how fluid motion is produced, but just like the heart works one way, the lungs work one way, the kidneys work one way, well, producing fluid motion works identically for every athlete in every sport. So my program is designed to set those conditions up, which are very subtle, because if they weren't subtle, if you would be in and you would never get out, or it'd be, you know, you would stay there longer, how to set up those conditions by design rather than waiting for them to just show up by chance, which usually they just do.
Well, let's define fluid motion. What do you mean by that?
Fluid motion, you could say that, well, first of all, I think everyone knows what a fluid golf swing looks like.
Ernie Els.
It's Ernie Els. It's Freddie Couples. Okay. It's anyone who it looks like all the parts are working together and not one part is working against another part and they're all in synchrony, firing at the right time. You know, it's like an orchestra where all the instruments are doing their job. Now, the fluid motion factor is a very specific neurophysiological process in the brain physiology. And it's very simple. I'll define it now. In order to create a motion, create a golf swing, you have to generate a signal in the brain or else the club's not going to move. Now, there's two parts of the brain that are really interesting in producing motion. One is the prefrontal cortex, which is the front of the frontal part of the brain. It oversees all processes in the brain. It's also called the CEO of the brain. And the other is the motor system. Now, when someone creates a fluid golf swing, or a fluid motion in any sport, during the time of that motion, that signal bypasses the prefrontal cortex, which is also the intellect, goes right to the motor system, and it's the motor system which communicates with the body to produce motion. The problem occurs, and it's a big problem, when the prefrontal cortex intercepts that signal. In other words, the PFC goes online. You start thinking too much. The signal is delayed in going to the motor system. Then in the middle of the motion, the body is looking for direction because it doesn't have any intelligence. There's too many processes going on in the mind. And that's when the bulkier core muscles will dominate the motion.
Got to kick the CEO out.
You know, the CEO is great if you're taking a calculus test, okay? Or you're taking your driver's license test. But to create motion, no. It has to go offline. You know, and Danielle, that's why, you know, a lot of golfers say, you know, when they play their best, hey, I wasn't thinking. I don't know really what happened. I mean, no one shoots a 65, walks off the course and says, hey, I was thinking a lot out there. I mean, what do they say? What do you say? I don't know what happened. Well, the PFC went offline. And they're not too sure how they got the PFC, the intellect, offline. But when it does go offline, if you're a competent golfer, that's when the magic happens. So over a very long, really long period of time, I developed a very simple program that does exactly that. It sets up those subtle conditions so the prefrontal cortex can go offline and the brain machinery that was invented to create motion is operating at a very efficient level.
Well, so and that's what Simplicity, the Fluid Motion Factor program, is all about and teaches the person who's reading?
You know, it took me a long time to pull the trigger on this book, Danielle. I wrote it 3 years ago, and it just stayed on my hard drive. And because I get a lot of money to teach my program in person, and business was quite good. So why would I want to give away the whole program for $25?
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, I just woke up. Really, I woke up one morning and I said, you know what, Stephen? I'm going to say this with a balanced ego, that you have a responsibility in a way to help these golfers out because golfers are suffering. They're suffering out there. there's so many golfers that walk off the course and they are a mental and physical wreck. And but they've hit two or three shots or four or five shots or a couple holes, and it keeps them coming back. But this program really, and again, I tell people when they go through the program, I say, hey, look, this is not my program. This is your birthright. You have a cerebellum. You have a basal ganglia. You have a motor system, a motor cortex. This has to happen, whether you learn it from me or you just stumble upon it for X amount of shots or X amount of weeks or for a year or for, you know, for your career, but it has to happen. So I sort of bit the bullet, but I'm really glad I did, because the feedback I'm getting from people is outstanding from the book, and it gives out the whole program.
And it tells everybody everything that you would normally make a whole bunch of money teaching them as individuals. Yeah. Okay.
Let's put it this way. I squeeze all the orange juice out of the orange.
Well, I love this. There's lots of great stuff that I read in the literature from Scott McCarron, Gabby Lopez, the foreword by David Ledbetter, and we're going to get into all of that. But I love this old statement. And just in case you've heard this before, paralysis by analysis, this comes from a British coach, John Jacobs. Just in case you know somebody has thrown those words at you. A long time ago, John Jacobs said that first, paralysis by analysis, which is a virus that most golfers suffer from. In modern vernacular, the vaccine, if you will, is the fluid motion factor, a natural subliminal way to play the game that Stephen describes expertly in his book. So can you give us just a little hint without us, you know, because you've got us like on the edge of our seats. We want to know, give us just a little something. We're on our way to the golf course. Just give them a little something for them to think about when they get there.
Oh, of course. Of course. How much time do we have?
Oh, yeah. 10 minutes.
Okay. So I'll just give you a brief overview of the foundation of the program. Then I'll give you something very specific to work on.
Okay.
So the foundation of the program is based on two neurophysiological principles. One is that once someone has grooved emotion, meaning they go to the range, they drop a bucket of balls, they're really never feeling that much pain. It's a grooved motion. People know what a grooved motion is. Once someone grooves a motion, that motion, even though it's counterintuitive to hear for the first time, cannot break down. What breaks down is the ability to access it. So the first foundation of the program is that you do not have to reinvent the swing on every shot. That muscle memory, or motion memory, if you wish, is stored in the basal ganglia. You just have to access it. That's the first foundation. The second foundation is the brain physiology has to experience a threshold level of wholeness during a swing. A wholeness can be described as the togetherness of all the parts. For instance, someone's behind the ball, they're figuring out what kind of shot they want to hit. They take into consideration all the elements of the shot, the lie, the wind, where they are on the round, what kind of club they want to hit, how they want to hit it, how they want to shape it. And they put that into a blender. Let's say it's a golf blender, and you're going to make a smoothie. Everyone's made a smoothie before. If right before you pull the trigger, you have not made a smoothie, meaning that there is one element of the shot that is pulsating over another element, don't hit it left, don't hit it right, get the club in this position, and you have not reached a threshold level of wholeness, then the brain physiology is going to be very challenged to A, sync the swing, and B, access your muscle memory. So here's something everyone can try. You're on the range, simulate what it would feel like to hit a very important shot in a very important round. Go through your whole pre-shot routine. Get over the ball. Right before, and you do your whole everything, just like you're on the course, right before you're about to pull the trigger, drop the club and stand up. And just chill for 2 or 3 seconds. Just chill. Now, hypothetically, obviously very hypothetically, if you were in a round of golf and you dropped the club and you stood up, which obviously, of course, you wouldn't. But if this happened, you'd think there would be a contrast between how you felt when you stood up and the club was not in your hand versus how you felt when you were over the ball and the club was in your hand and you were about to pull the trigger. Well, virtually everyone says yes, there would be a contrast. If there's too big a contrast, then you have broken wholeness before you pull the trigger. Now, wholeness is, again, can be described as making a smoothie with all the parts of the swing. And obviously, if you dropped the club and you stood up, you would feel a little lighter, but there's nothing, you know, you have nothing to hit the ball with. But if there's a big contrast, then, and you have broken wholeness above a threshold, then the fluid motion factor has not been accessed before you pull the trigger. And guess what? What chance do you have of experiencing a threshold level of wholeness during the swing?
None.
So in a groove, yeah. In a groove motion, obviously, when the swing breaks down, something in the swing broke down. You were too fast in the transition, too shallow, too steep, whatever. But ultimately, it always goes back to the fact that somewhere during the swing, you broke wholeness.
It could be as simple as, I don't feel as tense after dropping the club as I did when I was holding it and in the swing process. And that tension, yes. Right? That tension in the muscles will not help you in fluid motion to hit the ball.
You know, a tension in the muscles, just file down one level, okay? Tension in the muscles is due to tension in the mind, okay? So tension in the mind means that wholeness is broken. Something is dominated. And, you know, it could be fear. It could be off the course issues. It could be anything. Brain physiology doesn't care if it's golf related, okay? But when that happens, then there's very subtle mechanisms taking place during the swing, very subtle, much more subtle than it is to throw a ball. A four-year-old child can throw a ball. A four-year-old child is going to be challenged to swing properly with a golf club. So the processes in the mind to produce a golf swing are much more subtle. They have to be honored, or else you will be humbled in one split second. And that's why it took so long to develop this program. So what I teach is I teach golfers how to set up those processes by design.
It's interesting when you know, the four-year-old child can throw a ball. All of us can throw a ball and relax. All of us can go out and play softball or dodgeball or volleyball or just about anything that's active, or even tennis, which, of course, you were a champion tennis player. It's fascinating how, what is it about golf? Is it from the stationary standpoint that we're not in motion and then all of a sudden we have to go into motion?
Yes. You know, there's two kinds of sports. One where you react to motion and one where you initiate motion. Obviously, we know what golf is. You initiate motion. Now, the golf swing is not a natural, in my opinion, it's not a natural motion like throwing a baseball or hitting a serve or even hitting a forehand. It's a somewhat convoluted move that has its own nuances. And it's very rare, though obviously it happens, that someone picks up the game of golf, you know, like a Larry Nelson at, you know, 17 or 18 and wins the U.S. Open, because it does take a lot of training. So, because the movement is more sophisticated, refined movement with an object that could be going, you know, up to 120 miles an hour with a very small hitting area, and you're hitting a very small object, and the object can be traveling, you know, 300 yards, that's, in my opinion, that's what makes golf so challenging.
Yeah.
And with one more consideration, which is a huge consideration, is that you only get one shot. Other sports, you get all kinds of chances. I mean, you can go to sleep in a tennis match for an hour and a half, come back and win. You know what? I mean, you know, look at Jordan Spieth on the 12th hole on the Masters in 2016. Boom, boom, that's it. He's out of there, baby.
I was terrible. And it's Jordan Spieth I was thinking of, you know, when I said at the beginning of our conversation, look what happens on the tour. I mean, there's someone who was at the height of his powers and then started thinking, thinking, and people keep saying, if he would just stop thinking and just play. And that's...
No. He bit the poison apple, Danielle. He didn't bite it. He consumed it. And the poison apple is living in the world of if only. He wanted 5 to 10 more yards. Okay? Mm. He's not the first one to go down that somewhat poisoned path. I want 5 or 10 more yards. So what happened is he started working on his swing. Now, remember, the brain physiology doesn't really care how much money you made last year on the PGA Tour or really what you did on the last shot. You can't go on look in your rearview mirror and on your past record. It has to experience a threshold level of wholeness. So systematically, this is why it takes so long to make changes in swings, is that people become a prisoner of the swing change, thinking that if I can only do this with the club, if I can only get my body in this position, then everything will fall in line like dominoes and I will be a very happy camper at the end of the day. And it absolutely does not work like that. There's one question that every player and every coach, if they can't answer this question, they are going to be throwing darts every year and sometimes every week and sometimes every day. And the question is very simple. How is fluid motion produced and why does it break down? Now, everything that I teach, every word that comes out of my mouth and every word that is written in that book is directly correlated to answering that question. Because if you can take care of that, if you can answer that question, then and only then will all the dominoes be able to fall down in a row.
We're talking with Stephen Yellen, instructor and coach. He is... you can find him at fluidmotiongolf.com. The book we're talking about is Simplicity, the Fluid Motion Factor Golf Program, with a foreword by David Ledbetter. I'd like to come back after a quick break, talk a little bit about some of the people who have found that your program has worked tremendously for them, including Scott McCarron. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Are you ready for a staycation? Now, Pilikai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf offering a spectacular golf package with fully furnished rooms, beautiful views from their spacious lanai. It's a two-night, three-day stay for two. Starts at $525. Includes one round of golf for two at one of the spectacular Kapalua courses. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. Come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay. Dine at the award-winning Sea House restaurant. Call 800-367-5030. 367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
Can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
While the tourists are away, Waikiki hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture has scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, koa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokuea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, back in 2013, September 13th, from Stephen Yellen, I got an email, and it went like this. Hi there, start working at David's Champions Gate October 1. He loves the program. Both his kids went through it, and Hallie won the Southern Amateur and was a semi-finalist at the Western Amateur. Upward and onward. And here we are. It is September, and we're talking about your new book, Simplicity, the Fluid Motion Factor program, and teaching a simple, powerful program that allows golfers to access that process, fluid motion, and enter the elusive zone of consistent golf. So you're sharing what you've been teaching at Champions Gate, and you're putting all of this information. I need to talk to you really quickly about you've got online training, academy training, free training. Wow. Stephen, what is your online training?
Well, I videotaped the whole program, and it's about 20 videos, and you can go through the program. You have a few options. You can go through the program without my assistance, meaning that we won't connect over Skype or FaceTime or phone, or you can go through the program with my assistants, which I think is a little bit more valuable because I'll be able to give you feedback based on your experiences. And then, of course, you can always go through the program in person, which obviously is the ideal scenario, because when I can see someone's body language and what they're doing, it'll add another 15 or 20% to the effectiveness of the program, obviously. It's just common sense. So that would be the ideal scenario to learn the program.
Right on. So there's online training. Academy training is when Stephen teaches the Fluid Motion Factor program at the Ledbetter Golf Academy in Orlando. Three options to learn the program: a 3-hour program, a full day program, a 2-day program, and that includes unlimited follow up in person by phone or by Skype. Then there's a free training session, and the free training video answers a fundamental question: how is fluid motion produced and why it breaks down? And all of this information you can find at fluidmotiongolf.com. Now, Scott McCarron on the Champions Tour says he's the 2019 Schwab Cup winner on the PGA Tour Champions. He says he realized when he gets these questions, why have I won more times on the PGA Tour Champions than on the PGA Tour? And he says the book has the reason. I thought that was such a subtle hint. Go get the book.
Yeah, it was kind of subtle, wasn't it?
Yeah. So when did you meet him? How did you teach him? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Scott learned the program about 4 years ago, and maybe about 5 years ago. And you know, he didn't wake up. I mean, he's won three times. He won three times on the PGA Tour and 11 times on the Champions Tour. And he didn't wake up when he was 50 years old, eligible for the Champions Tour, and all of a sudden he had a new game, and that game propelled him to 11 wins. Absolutely not. That's ludicrous to think that. What happened is that you can look at muscle memory as money in the bank, and he had a lot of money. A lot, even though he won, you know, just three times, even winning once, it shows you what level you're at. So what happened is when he learned the program, he He just had access to what he already owned. It was his money in the bank. And had he learned the program when he was 22 or 23 years old, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have been 3 wins. It would have been 15 or 20 wins and maybe some majors, but he was that good. So it changed. It completely changed his understanding of the game and his understanding of what is needed in order to play championship elite golf. And obviously, you know, last year was the icing on the cake, winning player of the year, Arnold Palmer Award, money list winner, and that elusive Schwab Cup, which Bernard Langer had a stronghold on for a long time.
Absolutely. Gabby Lopez, LPGA Tour winner. I consider Stephen an essential part of my team. I use the program to quiet the mind in the most stressful situations. So, yeah, you know, I mean, that's the ball game right there.
You know, here's the thing, Danielle. Your listeners know that space when they play their best golf. It's very quiet. It's very simple. It's very effortless. There's no drama. They're just hoping that space stays for a long period of time. And for better golfers, it usually does. But when it leaves, they're not too sure where to look to get it back. They usually look at, you know, what was I doing in the swing? And that's the wrong place to look, because the swing is just a byproduct of the process, is the mind that produces it. So my book, Simplicity, gives you a very simple program to essentially be more consistent with your golf game.
I love it. Stephen Yellen developed this revolutionary training program allowing athletes to be more consistent. You worked with MLB, NHL, NBA, NFL, PGA, LPGA, Asian Tour, most of the mini tours. As a senior in high school, you won the Florida State High School Tennis Singles Championships, a member of the championship team, a successful college career at University of Pennsylvania, a member of the All-Ivy team. You had a win over John McEnroe while at Penn. And in your senior year, you had an epiphany, a deep zone experience that changed. Can you tell us that moment?
Yes, it changed my life. 1 hour on the tennis court changed my life. It was a challenge match against someone else on the team that I must have played 10 or 15 times, never had a problem with him in winning. And I experienced a space that I never experienced before. And I played at a level that I never played like before. And you know, Danielle, I was sort of in the middle of the food chain, national food chain for junior tennis and national collegiate tennis. I'd go to the nationals every year, win a round or two, and that would be it. But for that 1 hour on the court, I always was wondering, what are these guys experiencing that I'm not? And I experienced what they did experience, and that was freedom, absolute freedom. I could do anything I wanted with the ball whenever I wanted, and it was ridiculously simple and easy to do. And after the match, I sat down. I couldn't move for 10 minutes. I was so overwhelmed with the experience. It was very much a spiritual experience, and I absolutely had to figure it out. And it was I knew it was way below the radar. I knew it was not on the surface level of better footwork, better racket preparation. That was a byproduct of some deeper element going on. So I was on it for 2 or 3 days. Finally, I woke up, and I figured it out. It was very black and white. There was no gray area whatsoever. I had a very specific experience, and because of that experience, my game went to another level. And I thought it would take, I was 21 at the time, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years to figure out a program. I mean, I wasn't even playing golf then. I was just playing tennis to give tennis players a chance to have these kinds of experience, or at least be more consistent. I was way off in the time calculation. It didn't take 2 or 3 years. It took literally, that experience, Danielle, happened in 1975, okay? I still am adding to the program 45 years later. So, because it's so subtle, that arena from where zone experiences are generated is so subtle that unless you respect and understand and pay homage to those nuances, you will be humbled in one swing. And But I think with the help of Dr. Fred Travis, this neurophysiologist, I think I've answered all the questions that I had about it and came up with the program that I wanted to come up with.
And the name of the book is Simplicity, the Fluid Motion Factor Program. You can find Stephen Yellen, instructor and coach at Fluent Motion Specialist, David Ledbetter Academy. He is, of course, author of many books. And go to fluidmotiongolf.com. That's where Stephen Yellen is. Okay? And get in touch with him. You can do an online program or, better yet, the Academy training. And check out the free training session, too. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Danielle, I always love visiting Hawaii.
Yes, it's cool having you here. and you're not in danger traveling.
Exactly.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you for having me on.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
Do you remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff.
You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
What's worse than living with constant pain, not doing anything about it? Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
By the way, is it really time to cut the lawn again? Yeah. New from Honda is the 21-inch rear bagger mulcher mower. No fertilizer, less water, no sweat. Regularly, that is $470. Now it's just $325. And the most high-tech generator with CO2 sensor. It's the EU2200G, and it's just $1,099. It keeps the lights on and your family and your pets safe. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island, and Waipahu. It's all part of the moving sale.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, don't you just wish you could always keep it in the fairway so you could keep, the speed of play? I'm the pleasure to introduce you to Matt Stevens, designer, Pyramid Putters, and Derek Dobbin, Break Even Golf, LLC. Welcome into the clubhouse, guys.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having us.
Hi. So,
thank you.
Matt, where are you calling in from?
I'm in Denver, Colorado.
In Denver. And Derek, are you in Denver,
yes,
too? Okay. So,
yes.
Yeah. And how's the weather?
It's going to be around 80 today.
About 80? we're going to be about 90. So, you're high up there in the Rocky Mountain High, right? So, is it hot for this time of year?
It is hot. It's the Southwest with all the fires going on and the dry heat is. We're waiting for fall to kick in so we can get into the 60s and 70s, which is the optimal golf weather, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you. Now, Matt Stevens, designer, Pyramid Putters. I am so impressed, so impressed with the Pyramid Putter. It is, you guys, USGA conforming, okay? So, these are the traditional shapes, okay? It's a blade, a mallet, whichever is your preference, but the way that Matt has created the Pyramid Putter, there are things he has done so that if you just hit it a little off the center of your putter face, it will correct. Whether you're drawing or it doesn't matter, or fading when you're on the putting green, right? Okay, so Matt, how did you get inspired to do this?
I've been an equipment guru here for quite a while, and always had an interest in putters, and have kind of watched people struggle, and I've struggled in putting, and we all know how important it is, what an important part of the game it is, and got to thinking about grooves and the bulge and roll theory and horizontal grooves, how they get the ball rolling sooner and on their intended line without skipping. And I thought about moving these grooves out at an angle. And, when you miss hit a putt on the toe or heel, it's going to miss to the right or left. And if we can move these grooves out on miss hits and produce a spin that has a gear effect and puts the ball towards your intended target line. That's kind of how the original theory came up. And we went through a couple different prototypes and found out the theory worked. And the rest is history. We've been doing pretty well with it.
Yeah.
People are really enjoying the putter.
Yeah. A lot of great feedback all across online, social media. Now, it's also in addition to having these grooves. So when you talk, explain the gear effect. What does that mean exactly? Because we use that so much in the driver. What is the gear effect?
Right. So basically that, when you hit it out on the toe, the putter is naturally going to twist a little bit and push the ball out to the right. So the grooves on the toe you're making contact with produce a counteracting spin to bring that ball back into the left, and same goes vice versa for the heel. So these grooves produce a autocorrect type spin and bring the ball back towards your intended target.
Wow, that is just like wow! I'm watching the video going. Okay. This is
pretty
one
neat.
Of, yes, pretty
right?
neat is right. Yes. All right. Now, you also have these really cool alignment aids. Not only a lot of, you know, a lot of putters, you look, there's a line and you know you've got to get your line squared up with your ball and they should be right there. But you've got a pyramid and a line. Tell us about that.
Right. So these alignment guides are just something that look pretty natural to the eye and allow you to kind of to make a target line to your intended path. And the way they line up, you can kind of tell if your ball or your eyes are directly over the golf ball, which is kind of the optimal putting position. So not only do they provide you with a nice target line, they also try and get you into the right putting position to make a good confident stroke.
That's nice. It looks nice too, because like you said, there's something about the pyramid and the line that makes you feel very confident that you're going in the right direction, that you have everything lined up to your target. Is it, am I misunderstanding that somehow the pyramid putter also helps control the speed of the ball?
It does help with speed, especially on the off-center hits. Again, those grooves will produce that counteractive spin and help with speed control for sure.
So I won't go quite as far off course. Like if I've hit it too hard, you know how that is. It goes too far. And
right.
Yeah. So that'll also help so that I won't be so far away from my intended target.
Right. If you do miss, hopefully that next putt is a little bit shorter and, yeah, no more three putts.
Wow. So, and this is all USGA conforming.
It is, yes.
Wow. This is, it almost seems too good to be true. that's really incredible. So the gear effect is on the putter. Off center putts go straight, so you don't have any pushes or pulls. It's easy to get lined up. You get a really good feel for precise distance control because the putter's also helping you that. You have a choice of the blade or the mallet, and it's all USGA conforming.
Right. Yep. And the two models, they're, you know, pretty traditional design, something that's easy to look at and easy on the eyes. Nothing too far out there and crazy looking. So
yeah,
we packed a lot of technology into some traditional putter designs.
You did. So, Derek, do you play a lot of golf?
Well, I've got into the golf industry around 2003 with a company called Space Forward Technology. I don't know if you remember the F2 series wedges, and have been in the golf industry since then. So I play a lot of golf as much as I can. I'm more of a golf fanatic, but didn't pick up the game until a little bit later in life and don't practice enough. So I'm around a 12 handicap and I've been there for about 10 years.
But that's pretty good. Because people in the industry usually don't have very much time to play the game. They're working the game, right?
That's true.
What did you find that this pyramid putter did for your game?
So Matt and I have been, partners for, since the early 2000s and have kind of gone back and forth on club designs that Matt has come up with. We've launched a couple different companies over the years. And so I remember when Matt had told me about the pyramid putter and this putter that he was designing, and I really didn't think twice about it. But then he got the first prototype, and I went over to his office, and I looked at it, and I said, okay, you've got the horizontal grooves in the center of the club face that are going to help with, getting the ball online sooner with less skipping. And then I see these diagonal grooves going out to the end. And Matt explained to me how the theory was that the ball would basically stay online on miss hits towards the toe and the heel. And I looked at the face, I'm like, well, geez, the face looks like a pyramid. So that is how we came up with the name Pyramid Putters, because the groove lines on the face actually look like a pyramid. And so then, you know, after we had finalized a couple, the final design, we actually built a putting robot and brought it to our warehouse and started testing our putter with the traditional groove face putter or any kind of insert putter, or, you know, and so when we were hitting the putter, the balls with the traditional non-pyramid putters, we would see that on the toe and the heel hits that they would go offline and miss the cup. And when we hit the ball in the exact same place on a pyramid putter, it would hold its line and go in the cup. And so that was really the difference to me. And I really believe we had a winner. And so we launched the company about 2 years ago on the Golf Channel with Blair O'Neill as our host. And she's an amazing, amazing person. Love her to death. And so, yeah, so we've we kind of relaunched the brand this year on social media and, you know, online. And that's really picked up.
It's really picked up. Well, featured on Golf Channel makes a huge difference in your success. I like what Gary Van Sickle, editor of Golf at a Glance at the time, when he said... It's putting's version of corrective lenses. My conclusion, when I get a Pyramid AZ2, I expect to put it in the bag immediately and bench my current putter, with which I've had an on-again, off-again fling. This, however, could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Gary's a great guy. He has a way with his words, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's a lot of fun. Now, we haven't touched on one of the special features of the Pyramid putter, and that is the grip. Tell us about the straight grip, and why is the straight grip chosen?
Well, I'll let Matt answer that question, but I will say that the grip, for me, it basically puts confidence in my hands. The grip is probably the best feeling grip I've ever had. And Matt, I'll let you kind of take off from there.
Yeah, so the grip is a parallel, no taper type grip, a little bit oversized, a little bit bigger than most standard grips, which allows a lot of people to just kind of maintain a solid, consistent grip pressure without over squeezing it. It also has a felt type material and then silicone on top of that. So it's great in all weather situations and just is a little bit tacky. So people don't have to put too much pressure on it, and it feels great in their hands.
Yeah, so you're not squeezing. That automatically makes you tense up. And, you know, you say it prevents the wristy stroke. What does the wristy stroke?
Right. So it, maintaining more of a, when you get wristy, when your hands get too involved, your putting stroke, it gets less consistent. So taking the wrists out of play and making more of a pendulum type motion definitely helps with consistency getting the ball to the hole.
It's awesome. This is great. I'm really impressed, and now we just have to talk about how do we get it.
Well, Danielle, for your listeners today and through the end of the month, if any of our friends in Hawaii pick up a Pyramid putter or an F2 wedge for that matter, you can go to pyramidputters.com or pyramidgolf.com, and whatever you choose, the putter length, you have an option with a putter length, 33, 34, and 35-inch putters, and a blade or a mallet. And you can go to the shopping cart, and along with your payment, you can enter code GOLFSHOW2020, and you will receive a 25% discount. And that's the highest discount that is basically offered on our website.
Wow.
Or actually to any of our customers. So it's Golf Show 2020 is the code. It'll give you 25% off or $50 off a Pyramid putter.
Wow. Gosh, thank you. I'm thanking you for all of my listeners. So it's at pyramidputters.com or pyramidgolf.com?
Either one. And Danielle, I don't know, you know, I used to live on Maui. Actually, I lived on Maui twice. And there's a special person on Maui. I don't know if he's listening right now, but he's a high school history teacher and football coach. His name's Kevin O'Brien. And if he's listening, I'd just like to throw some props his way. He's just a really close friend of mine, and I miss you, Kev.
Hey, yay, Kevin on Maui. always share my segments from the show as individual pieces, and I'll put it on my, I have two different Twitter feeds and Facebook, and maybe I can find a way to connect him so I can tag him and he'll be able to hear you say that. That's very cool. Thank you, guys. Derek Dobbin, Break Even Golf LLC is the name of the company. Matt Stevens is the designer of Pyramid Putters. And you need to go to pyramidputters.com, get a hold of this fabulous putter that helps in so many ways. And when you do, of course you will, you have to, Golf Show 2020 is your promo code, and you'll get 25% off. That's a $50 value. Golf Show 2020 is the promo code. Thank you both for being on. I really enjoyed my time with you.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to be talking with Diana DeLucia. Diana, not only does she have the most beautiful magazines, I looked at her digital version, and if you've got one of those big screen desktops, wow, it just is incredible the work that she's done. And the heartstrings were tugged when I read Greens Do Good. Executive Chef Tony Villanueva over at Edgewood Country Club. And Greens Do Good. We're going to talk about Tony and Greens Do Good and some of the different recipes, because her magazine isn't just country clubs and pictures of food. You get all the instructions about how to make it. Including grilled Spanish octopus. The recipe calls for a bottle of red wine. I think you might need to have two for when you start cooking. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
While the tourists are away, Waikiki hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture has scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, coa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokuea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Are you ready for a staycation? Now, Pili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf offering a spectacular golf package with fully furnished rooms, beautiful views from their spacious lanai. It's a two-night, three-day stay for two, starts at $525. Includes one round of golf for two at one of the spectacular Kapalua courses. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. Come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay. Dine at the award-winning Sea House restaurant. Call 800-367-5030. 367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
All right. Now, I want you to call 808-545-1111. I want you to call 808-545-1111 because you'll get a gift certificate to Bayview Golf Course for Bayview Golf Course. It's like a $25 gift certificate to go play or use it on the... Yes, you could go to the driving range and just enjoy the driving range there and all the fun. Top Tracer, you know, you can play a different golf course that you want to play and you can compete against your friends and use it there. It's a lot of fun. So the driving range is open. Everything's open. There are tee times today at Bayview, 8:30, 9:26, 10:10, 11 o'clock. And you need to just tell us, which hole, 9 or 10, has two bunkers on it? Is it 9 or 10 that has two bunkers on it? And that's how you win the gift certificate.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Right. The magazine is out. We've been talking about it, but now we get to delve into it and it's out so you can see it. There is the paper version that's going out. It's being mailed out. Diana DeLucia, she is the CEO, founder, and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine, coffee table books. Golf Kitchen, her first book was Golf Club World, Behind the Gates. She's an award-winning food photographer. She knows her business, executive member of the board of directors of the Foreign Press Association, and she's taken on even more work because Club's Help, of course, is working on getting their 100-hole challenge together, starting slowly and really ramping up in 2021. She's on the board helping out, putting this all together. And welcome into the clubhouse, Diana DeLucia, one of the busiest women in the industry.
Aloha, Danielle, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's extremely humbling when you introduce me in such a wonderful way. Thank you so much.
You're pretty amazing during this COVID situation that we're dealing with and just still producing with the travel restrictions and the quarantining. You found a way to make it work, and I'm just really proud of you. Your cover is Peter Zuhl at Addison Reserve, Jason Voisel, executive chef at Naples National Country Club. He's the first featured. I am overwhelmed by Greens Do Good. What a story. And Jonathan Hancock is featured, as well as... Oh, I just wanted to change my script because I have one more person, Phil Yannicelli at Greenwich Country Club. So let's start with Greens Do Good because I'm feeling very... You knew this would get to me, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
last night, Diana says, now be sure to read the Greens Do Good. Now, this has such Hawaii connection because this organization... Greens Do Good uses Hawaii rock. There's volcanic rock around the world, but when I was reading it, and coconut husks. But let's start a little bit about executive chef Tony Villanueva at Edgewood Country Club. How did he get involved?
Well, I think Tony has been involved with Green Do Goods from the beginning. For as long as I've known Tony, he's been involved, but one of the reasons we're featuring Greens Do Good is it's going to be a regular feature now. We're going to continue to highlight charity involvement that private clubs do for the community. So we're going to be telling stories in every issue about things like clubs help and Greens Do Good and other activities that private clubs get into to really assist the community. And I think that's a hidden thing that most people don't realize how much private clubs do for their communities. It's kind of not really talked about.
Yeah, and Greens Do Good affects or helps a specific segment of the population that a lot of people don't really think about. You know, you see an autistic child, and you know everything is okay in the child world, but when you are closely related to an autistic child, and by the way, autism affects 1 in 59 Americans. 1 in 34 in New Jersey, and of course that's where Tony Villanueva is and Edgewood Country Club is. 50,000 children turn 18 each year, autistic children, and without the routine at home or school, they're so into patterns and routines. If they don't have the routine, they start losing their skills. And from daily personal care to language skills to just basically knowing how to deal with life in general, because to them, routine is everything. So I was reading about, not only does this help this organization, Greens Do Good, Diana, the way they, all the profits go into it, this is food cultivation that is sustainable. Did you talk to the founders of this organization, Read Next?
Yes, they actually wrote the story, and I really believe in allowing them to have control over their story so they can tell the story the way they want to tell it. And, you know, I just really admire what they're doing there by hiring autistic adults to actually grow all the products in the vertical farm that they're producing. And it's just wonderful to see the private clubs, such as Tony at Edgewood, you know, supporting the farm and supporting the autistic adults. It's just a wonderful program.
Yeah, and since it started in 2019, Greenbrook Country Club, Knickerbocker Country Club, they've joined Anthony Villanueva at Edgewood. And this is, I'm just real quickly, it's very energy efficient. It's hydroponic vertical farming, controlled indoor environment. No soil is used, no herbicides, no pesticides. Ladybugs and praying mantises do that job. Greens Do Good uses rock wool, that's spun volcanic rock, and grow stone or recycled glass in lieu of soil for larger crops. And for their microgreens, they grow them in the small bed of cocoa coir, that is the outer layer or husk of the coconut. And the water is a closed loop hydroponic system that reduces costs. So the same water is used over and over again. And it's really awesome, and I'm just thrilled that they came up with this, and that country clubs are buying the wonderful crops that are grown indoors in such a great way, and helping such a wonderful, loving group of people that so many of us don't get to know. So let's get to the recipes. I know that's what we're waiting for. Let's go to Jason Voisel, executive chef at Naples National. This lobster cone that he created, wow. He's so innovative.
Yeah, Jason's an incredibly talented chef, and most of the chefs that I cover are. But he actually supported the Chef's Garden with his recipes. He ordered all the microgreens and the little pretty flowers that you see. He was very particular about his presentations, and I particularly love the deviled eggs. I think that's absolutely stunning presentation. That's the most lavish deviled eggs I've seen in my entire life.
Deviled eggs with crispy leeks and candied bacon.
How can you
go wrong with that, right? I mean, everybody's like, oh, I want that. And of course, at the beginning, I talked about the grilled Spanish octopus, the recipe that first asks for a bottle of red wine. I mean, you'd have to have two, as I mentioned, you know, one so you can drink while you're cooking. And they divulge all the secrets to not only what their recipes contain, but how to go about creating it.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the various presentations in this issue, it's just incredible how different each chef can be. I was talking to Sean at Liberty the other week and saying, I've seen more variety in food on the culinary side in private clubs than I have seen in restaurants globally.
Yes, absolutely. It's like something out of, haute cuisine. You go to an exclusive restaurant and pay $100 for the appetizer because they're amazing, amazing creations. Peter Zuhl, the cover story, Addison Reserve, he also did a deviled. The deviled crabs with tomato and corn relish, Old Bay Hollandaise and Johnny Cakes.
Yeah, I love that recipe. Isn't that stunning?
Yes, they all are. Did you do any of the photography?
I did all the photography except for Addison Reserve because, as you know, I couldn't go down there. So Gideon Heller, who is their social media marketing person at Addison Reserve, who's a wonderfully skilled photographer, videographer, social media, drone photography, you name it. He is amazing. I'm so grateful to him for getting all of that work done for me. And Addison Reserve are very supportive of Golf Kitchen. And, I can't say enough about that club.
That's awesome. Thank you. To everybody that I've also got to mention the lobster carbonara with peas, fava beans, lobster mushrooms and prosciutto. I just say this because, you know, we're an island and the crab and the lobster, you know, people and the lobster over Jason Voicel's lobster cone. It's just I'm just looking for all the fishy things. Jonathan Hancock at Richland. He had something that was the scallop and short rib tortellini with celery root. Did you get to have that one?
I did. I try everything that I photograph. I don't eat it all, but I do try everything because I need to know what it tastes like, obviously, so I can talk. I find Jonathan Hancock is, for a young chef who's, I think he's around 31, and by the way, he has six children.
Six?
He does, yes. He has six children that his family, and so he's a very busy young man.
Yes.
But his attention to detail on his presentation, so someone who hasn't traveled globally, like a lot of chefs, they've traveled all over the world and experienced different cultures and different tastes and flavors. He is absolutely incredible. You cannot believe how talented this kid is. I shouldn't say kid, young man.
But then he's got six kids, so it's tough to call a kid a kid. I mean, yeah. So puree, is it chanterelle buttons and basil oil with the celery root and the short rib tortellini and the scallop? Wow. Now, there is a scene stealer over at this particular country club. Then you must have tried this chocolate cake by Liz Denham, the executive pastry chef.
Yeah, that is out of this world. She has serious skills, doesn't she?
Yes. You talk about stacking some chocolate. Man, she uses these little chocolate-like leaves or sticks. It looks like she's created at the top of the cake. And there's this wonderful icing that has a silveriness to it that flows down from the top, down the chocolate, and she sliced one of the pieces. So you're looking at, and it's thick frosting. I mean, it's just beautiful. Wow.
Thank you. I'm sure she would appreciate that, too. Yeah.
And the recipe is in here and how to make it. You know, I don't know that I'd ever be able to recreate the look.
That's what I was thinking. I don't.
But we can try. All right.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. So it's really quite amazing. So the third annual Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards are going to be at Glen Arbor Golf Club on September 9th in 2021. We can get our reservations going to admin@glenarborclub.com, and sponsorship is available diana@golfkitchen.com. That's the third annual Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards at Glen Arbor. Magnificent. Now, the Golf Kitchen Certification of Culinary Excellence, that is still in the process, getting all the criteria?
Yeah, we're almost ready to launch. We have a press release going out after October the 5th. We're just being very particularly careful at the moment. We don't know what's happening with COVID, and we're just taking our time, getting it right, and being very patient, because it is a serious certification. It's very complex with many criteria. So we want to make sure when we launch, it's perfect as we can have it. And people have to understand the seriousness of it. It's not something you can just buy your way into. You must meet the criteria in order to be certified.
Right. So the general managers, the executive chefs, they're all part of the process, creating the criteria for the Private Golf and Country Club Certification of Culinary Excellence. And from these people who are certified, they would then submit their recipes for consideration, or their work for consideration, for the annual Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards?
That's the direction we're going in. We're thinking that to be highlighted or given an award at the Culinary Excellence Awards, you definitely want to make sure your club is certified.
Right.
As all of those criteria met. And there are many, many criteria, and probably more criteria will be added in the future.
Wow. Well, I'm really, I'm just always impressed with the work that you're doing and the boards that you're sitting on. And I can't wait to hear about the 100-hole challenge at Clubs Help. I know Clubs Help is so, they're so dynamic. They don't want anyone to think that they just have to help on one particular goal. Like, it's not for one thing. It's what community, in the community, they say, we need this. This is where we need something. But I've run into my thanking our sponsors time, Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen founder and executive. I've got to say goodbye.
Aloha, and thank you so much. It was great hearing you highlight all those charities. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Golf Club is made possible by these great people. Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, open. Oahu's best value in golf. Double deck driving range, top tracer at each station is open. Socially distanced and on the covered range. There are fewer tee times for social distancing, deeper cart cleaning, and overview. Of course, the view of the Kaneohe Bay is absolutely spectacular. I mean, I've seen Kaneohe Bay from so many different angles. From the mountains, I've seen it from the Marine Corps Station. But when you go at the top, there's something very personal about it. You just feel like you're a part of the bay. Rainer Overhead Door, now hiring an installation professional, and they will train. Call 676-3667. That's 676-3667. And you can see the latest in garage door design at HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com. You can turn your carport into an enclosed garage, or maybe you'd like one of those really fancy fronts for your garage. It's 676-3667, and at a click of a button, it'll open. Aloha Power Equipment moving sale all September when the store's empty. Shindaiwa, Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. And you know what? They've got the Honda 21-inch rear bagger and mulcher mower. No fertilizer, less water, no sweat. Regularly $470 and now just $325. The most high-tech generator, CO2 sensor. That's right, EU2200G, just $1,099. It keeps the lights on and your family and your pets safe. This is all at Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island, and Waipahu. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time, and you can hear us at RadioGolfClub.com. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.